California Ag Today, I'm Jessica Teisman. This report is sponsored by Allion Herbicide from Bayer Crop Science. Cleaner, longer, Allion. Paul Souza, Director of Environmental Sciences and Regulatory Affairs for Western United Dairymen, has this to say about the new methane emission regulations that California dairymen have to deal with.
Gotten a lot of new challenges this past year, and it just adds to everything else. You know, dairymen take it in more than just that one piece because it adds to labor issues, water quality issues, everything else that's going on in the state. So it's like the straw that broke the camel's back kind of situation. We're trying to figure that out. The legislation on methane is new from last September that was signed by the governor. We're trying to figure out exactly how it's going to be implemented and what it means.
Dairymen still have some time until methane laws are enforced by the state.
In the legislation that was passed by the governor, it specifies that the Air Resources Board, the California agency that enforces this, cannot begin enforcing it until 2024. So dairies have 7 years to figure out what they're going to do and start doing voluntary methane emission reductions before they become mandated in 2024. And then the goal is for a 40% reduction in manure methane emissions by 2030.
But the problem is, dairymen haven't received guidance on the matter by the California Air Resources Board on how they should go about reducing their methane emissions while still staying profitable in the industry.
I think that's a huge challenge, and I don't think anybody's clear on that. We compete globally with milk producers in other states across the United States and in other countries across the world that don't have these regulations. I think a huge challenge is the economics. How do we do this? It raises our cost of production when we're competing with folks in New Zealand or Argentina who are producing milk for less. That's a huge challenge that we have, and I don't think the Air Resources Board has or that anybody knows. I mean, even myself. Good ways that we achieve these reductions and keep California dairymen in business and profitable and able to move forward. Because there's a global demand for milk products, and that demand will be met from somewhere. If we put California dairies out of business, somebody else is going to make up the production that we would have produced. It would be in a place that isn't controlled for greenhouse gases. So greenhouse gas emissions may actually go up if the state doesn't do this right. I don't know how to tell you what is the right way to do this, that California dairies can comply with these regulations, do so economically, and stay in business and stay viable and stay healthy in this state.
One way that dairy producers may be able to stay profitable while reducing methane emissions could be through the support of government incentive funding.
We're trying to look into ways to do that, and one of the ways potentially that we can do that is with incentive funding. If the state provides funding for putting in things like digesters or other manure systems that reduce methane emissions, if they fund that, because it is something that's for everybody in California and globally, it's not necessarily something that dairy producers need to pay for because it's their issue, it's everybody's issue in the food that we eat.
You go the extra mile for your grapes, citrus, and tree nuts. Does your herbicide? Allion Pre-Emergence Herbicide goes the distance, delivering up to 6 months of powerful residual control of grass and broadleaf weeds, including resistant species. With Allion, you reduce the number of in-season sprays, so you can focus less on weeds and more on profitability. Cleaner, longer. Allion Herbicide from Bayer. Always read and follow label instructions.
Thanks for tuning in. For more news, like us on Facebook at California Ag Today. This is California Ag Today.